I love you too. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's hold hands together and just bless him. Lord, we believe you. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed but alive in your hands. Sing majesty, yeah. Majesty. Your majesty, yeah. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Holy Spirit, we ask you for illumination. We thank you for the grace to tarry. Thank you for the grace to learn. Thank you for the grace to grow. We thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that in this final session, you will move in a mighty way. Bless and lift and change and transform our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please remain standing while you help me celebrate Pastor and his adorable wife. I love you, sir. Thank you. I love you, ma. God bless you. And help me celebrate all the leaders. Amazing people. Amazing people. Thank you. Please be seated. Please be seated. My session is very brief. This is our last session together. And I really believe that the Lord is going to just cap everything that that he begun in our lives. And it's amazing to know that you have been waiting upon the Lord. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. That means not everybody wants to, but they, for those who choose to wait upon the Lord, it says that they will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as the eagles. Is that true? They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not faint. It's not normal for ordinary men to not be tired. It's not normal for ordinary people to not faint, but you sustain an understanding that can keep you. When people are giving up, you're just flying on the wings of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed so far? My God, who would not want a pastor like yours? Man after man, revelation after revelation. God bless you. I want to share very briefly on a spiritual system that very few people really understand, practiced greatly in the body of Christ, but I think that many people have not really come into an understanding on how that system works. I want to share with you on what I will want to title the mystery of impartation. Impartation. What's impartation all about? You know, people like to mention the word impartation. They like everything that has to do around impartation. But let me say this. Everything in the kingdom functions by understanding. Everybody say understanding. One more time, say understanding. It is not so much in what is done. It is the understanding that supports what is done. Are we together now? So you can be involved in a spiritual activity that was designed to profit you, but because the understanding that gives life to that activity is not there, you will find out that all that is happening is just the motion, and then you cannot extract the advantage that comes from that process. It matters. Understanding is a spirit. Understanding is a miracle, is a real miracle. The next time you list the miracles of Jesus, add understanding. Then open he their understanding that they might understand scripture. Are we together? Thank you, Jesus. Write this down, please. I'd like us to pray, so I'll be talking for just a few minutes. Impartation is the transference of spiritual possibilities. The transference of spiritual possibilities. It's not just receiving oil or hands being laid on you. It's the transference of spiritual possibilities. Let me tell you this. It is true that in the New Testament, every believer is now positioned to receive the fullness of the Spirit of God. We've been grafted into Christ, the Bible tells us, and that gives us an advantage. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10. When you read down, the Bible says, Christ that redeemed us from the curse of the law, it has been made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man that hangs upon a tree, that the blessing of Abraham, justification by faith, may come upon them that believe, to the end that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we know for sure, according to the authority of Scripture, that we have been grafted into Christ, and it has made us partakers not only of his divine nature, but the fullness of his Spirit. But then that does not negate the fact, listen very carefully, that God has apportioned graces in the body, and God has anointed men and women for the sake of others. Now, this is how God does it. When God seeks to introduce a dimension of his person and his grace within a territory, he will find one man, are we together? And through obedience and the sacrifice of alignment, he will invest that dimension of his glory upon that individual, so that the authorized system for accessing that dimension will become alignment to that grace. Are you getting me now? Every time you want to talk about prosperity and increase in the body of Christ, you must route it through Abraham, through Christ. It's amazing that you cannot ignore the man Abraham and you cannot ignore the man Christ. Remember, he called Abraham and willed the earth to him. Are we together? Do we believe that? Genesis chapter 12. He called him and promised him that in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And the Bible tells us that when he was speaking to Abraham and his seed, he meant Christ. And then Galatians chapter 3, I believe, and verse 29 says, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That means that you route it, it was given to Abraham, and Christ comes out of that loins. And then by the privilege of being partakers of his nature, we now can walk in the fullness of that blessing. Are we together? Yes. Abraham is God's official portrait of a blessed man. In other words, if you want to see God's idea, the scope of his perspective in terms of blessing a man, you look unto Abraham. The Bible says to look unto Abraham your father and to Sarah that body. It says, I called him alone and I blessed him and I increased him. Understudy Abraham. Are we together now? In fact, here's how the Bible says it. It says, follow them who through faith and patience. Follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. Are we together now? Yes. So, when God wants to move you to another level, sometimes you may not necessarily have a personal encounter for that level, but God can anoint your pastor, multiplying the grace of God upon his life, and then by your submission and alignment, you become partakers of those spiritual possibilities. And one of the spiritual systems for transference of those possibilities is called impartation. Are we together? Impartation does not necessarily have to do with the laying on of hands. All of these are just the methods of engaging it. But it's a system by which the possibilities of God invested in a man is transferred to you, so that you also begin to walk in that result. Because remember, every time God deals with a man, he never deals with a man for the sake of that man. He deals with that man for the sake of a territory or a generation. So when he wants to bless Israel, He sends a word to Jacob, but it lights upon Israel. The illumination from Jacob's experience becomes beneficial to the entire Israel. Is that true? Numbers chapter 27. We'll read from verse 18 to 23. Numbers 27, please. Now, I want us to study something that is happening here. This is an impartation that is happening between Moses, the servant of God, and Joshua, the son of Nun. If you're with me, say amen. The Bible says, "And the Lord said to Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, in whom is what?" So he's already filled with the Holy Ghost. Joshua, the son of Nun, in whom is the Spirit. And in spite of that, he says, "And lay thy hands upon him." Next verse. "And set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight." We are reading to 23. Hallelujah. Look at this. Look at this. It says, "And thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him." Honor is transferable. Are we together now? "That all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, whom shall ask counsel," and so on and so forth. 22. "And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation." The last verse. "And he laid his hands on him and gave him charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses." So Joshua is this young man who is about to take over, and the Lord looks at him, still having the Spirit of God. He says, "Moses, your leadership was not just by human strength. There was a dimension of possibility invested in you that made the people loyal to you. You were almost like a god to them. There were spiritual forces working and making this possible. And if you allow this young man to just receive the mandate without that spirit, he, although filled with the Holy Spirit, the people will not listen to him." That means there is a grace that makes people listen to you. Just because you have something to say does not mean people will listen to you. There is a grace that can call the attention of men to settle and listen to you. He said, "Hear ye him." The Father now speaking about Jesus. "My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And he mandates creation to hear him. Are we together? Powerful. One more scripture. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 9. Please read with me if you are a Christian. 1, 2, read. "And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him." Stop. Just stop there. Now, this is giving explanation to what happened in Numbers. The Bible just said an impartation happened, but the Bible now begins to tell us the unique spiritual dimensions that were activated in him. Just because you have the Spirit, I hope you know that the Spirit operates in us dimensionally. That's why the Bible took out time in Isaiah 11 to list what we know to be the sevenfold operation of the Spirit. Doesn't just mean the seven spirits, you're an enlightened church. So the sevenfold operation of the Holy Spirit. Are we together now? It says the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And the Bible says all these dimensions of the Spirit synergizing themselves together will make you of quick understanding. Are we together? So Moses is receiving an impartation. That means it is possible that you are full of the Holy Ghost. But there is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that can administer favor, can administer speed, can administer increase that is not yet captured in your experience. Are we together? And you see that experience in your pastor, for instance. The Bible says by the mystery of alignment, that dimension can be both supplied and activated in you, so that you return and your results begin to show the introduction of a new dimension. Hallelujah. It's amazing that our results are not just governed by our intention, but governed first by our spiritual understanding, and then the dimensions of the Holy Spirit activated and allowed to function in us. This will be the difference between two people who have both experienced the life of Christ. They are both partakers of His divine nature. But if you are barren of spiritual understanding, remember Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9 tells us that we should grow in the knowledge of God. But it lists specifically the dimensions of knowledge, that we grow in understanding the will of God and wisdom and all spiritual understanding. It captures the areas of growth that we must focus on, that we must know the will of God, we must grow in wisdom, and we must grow in spiritual understanding. If we lack understanding, we may not be able to walk in the experience of the things that have been freely given to us. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, the apostle is speaking, and he says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and the Bible says that they reside in the Christ. And so, it's not enough to be aware that these provisions are there. We must understand the spiritual system allocated to make them our experience. And one of it is to tap into understanding. Chapter 4 and verse 18 of Ephesians says, having their understanding darkened. Remember, he's talking to the church. Having their understanding darkened. It says, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. So that if your understanding is unfruitful, then it will make your Christian experience barren, as though the word of God were a lie. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we together? Praise the Lord. Impartation. 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 And let me tell you this. You see, the anointing functions like an address. You can know where it came from. It's true. You can look at a life and you look at someone and say, sorry, you're a member of HICC. And then he laughs and says, yes. Because the anointing alters you to conform to a result, because results are products of alignment. And when you receive the anointing, it's not always to empower you. Sometimes it's to tilt you to the level of alignment that allows the Holy Spirit to freely flow in that dimension. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes. So you receive that grace. And then you can know. It's like a culture. It's a corporate identity. There are certain graces and investments of the Spirit upon your man of God that have come by his receiving impartation from others. And then by staying in the secret place. And then the grace that comes upon him by reason of the office he occupies. All these graces are yours for the taking if you understand the mystery of impartation. So Jesus spent the time teaching his disciples, who would later become the apostles, and asked them to tarry until they received the investment of the Spirit that was upon him. Let me tell you this. When you truly receive an impartation of a real grace, real genuine grace, it will make your life a wonder. You will marvel and wonder yourself at the possibilities. Do you not know that when people begin to favor you, there is a grace making it happen? The fact that someone will leave someone else and come to you should already suggest to you that this thing is not general. There is a grace. There is a grace. We were talking very briefly with your dear pastor, and I was talking about that grace for ease that is upon him that just makes systems to just work like that. It's a grace. So if you are struggling, for instance, in your business, you can tap into that spiritual possibility and say, no, this grace, it comes from God through men to you. You see that? You can receive of that grace and you will begin to see the result. It's true. Joshua the son of Nun received the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. Imagine the dimensions of God that have been activated all through this conference. Some of you will go to your office tomorrow and you will stand for a long time in shock and say, what is this? This person who vowed that he doesn't like me, what suddenly happened? You received something. Not just information, there is a grace behind every information. That's what gives value to the information. Listen, spiritual knowledge is not a lecture. It's not just working on your mind alone. The difference between a lecture and spiritual knowledge is the empowerment of the spirit that is back of it. It doesn't just bring enlightenment, it brings illumination. They are not the same. There is a spirit in man, Elihu said in chapter 2 and verse 8 of Job. And the breath, the inspiration of the Almighty, he says, can make men of understanding. Are we together? You don't rise in life just because you are tired of sitting. It takes an operation of the spirit. There is a grace that lifts men. Isaiah chapter 60, popular scripture, verse 1. He says, arise, shine, and for your light is come. Amplified says, arise from the depression and the prostration that situations and circumstances have kept you. He says, rise to a new light. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The Bible says, for darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but upon you the glory of the Lord shall arise. Verse 3 says, Gentiles. Here it is. There is a grace. Gentiles don't come to you. They come to your light. Gentiles are too busy to come to you. If you are like the rest, they will not come to you. But when you possess that light, Gentiles to your light. Notice their kings don't come to your light. Their kings have results. They are proud people. They will not come to your light. They come to the brightness of your rising. Kings don't come to light. They come to the brightness of your rising. When results are consistent, it is proof that there is a spiritual force behind it. And so when you begin to rise, the captains of your industry don't come. Like the Queen of Sheba, they will step back and watch you. When they see an ever increasing glory, it will compel them to come. Are we together now? Yes. Very powerful scripture, very powerful revelation. Habros kedabashi anakata. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Listen, the Bible says, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. It says how God anointed Jesus. Even Jesus was anointed. Amazing. The Word had to be anointed to do good. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Not or, with power. Anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Then the Bible says he went about, hallelujah, doing good and healing all they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him, anointed to do good. You don't do good because you are kind. You do good because you are anointed. There is a grace that causes you to do good. It takes more than sympathy to be a blessing. There is an anointing. An anointing, an anointing. This is what you have come to receive. Are we together now? Yes. That you can obtain a grace where if you see someone crying, you can look at the person and it's not a, yeah, I'm sorry, no. And you tell the person, can I just hug you? And the person thinks it's just a brother, a kind Nigerian, hugging another person. And that tap becomes his breakthrough. You program a climate of strange favor. The person leaves you and all of a sudden doors begin to open. Do you not know that what is on you is what controls what is around you? I've said it. Creation has always been obedient. It is the grace that is on you that compels the results around you. Gentiles coming to your light. They are kings to the brightness of your rising. Thou shalt anoint Joshua the son of Nun, in whom is the spirit, yet you will add something and upgrade his life, upgrade his results. Many of us have done well spiritually, but I believe that it's in the heart of your man of God to see you rise like an edifice in every sense of the word. Every sense of the word. It's important that you are blessed holistically. If it is God, every dimension of your life should receive a touch of the Spirit. 24 verse 1, Genesis. Please give it to us. Genesis chapter 24 verse 1. We are going to pray. Someone is receiving something to cap up this conference that will change your life. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 24 verse 1. Read with me, everyone. One, two, read. And Abraham was old. And well stricken in age. Read on. And the Lord had blessed him in all things. How many things? His spiritual life, his finances, his destiny, all things. Naaman did not have all things. He was the captain of the Syrian army. The Bible is not careful to tell us that he was a valiant man in battle. But here is a man, God's portrait, all things. Psalm 112 says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. He said, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. He says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. God's idea, all things. Somebody shout, all things. In the name of Jesus. So that you receive this, you look at the dimensions of your life. And say, spiritually, I see this grace working. In the name of Jesus, I'm a man of prayer. But financially, I'm not yet a true representation of the kingdom and the grace that is upon this ministry. That means there is a deficiency. You are disallowing an operation of the Holy Spirit in that area. And impartation is one of the systems to bridge that predicament. You can obtain a grace and carry that grace, add it to the graces upon your business, and you will see the unique results that came from that grace. Is there a believer here tonight? In the name of Jesus. This is what we have come to receive in this final service. I'm preparing your heart to know that one of the systems allocated for rising in this kingdom is impartation. Sometimes you may be weak in yourself to rise, but there is an operation of the Spirit that can lift you. Ezekiel chapter 2. Please give us verse 1 and 2 as we prepare to pray. Ezekiel, it starts with an instruction asking the person to rise. Verse 1, Ezekiel 2 and verse 1. And he said unto me, son of man, stand up upon your feet and I will speak to you. But the man could not stand. If he could, he would not be on the ground. He needed an ability to lift him up. Here it comes, verse 2. And the Spirit entered me when he spake. So the word was like a container. Like you buy apple drink and it's inside a container. You don't need the container. The container is only a conveyor. The words carry the Spirit. And the Spirit entered me. And the Spirit set me, carried your business, carried your destiny. The Spirit did not suggest. It's an energy. Like you enter a lift and just press a button. And no matter your skill there is unfruitful, that lift will lift you until the predefined place. So you can stand somewhere and begin to rise as though levitating by the Spirit into realms and dimensions that others will say, no, this is unfair. And you tell them, no, it is not by might. It is not by power. It is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. How shall these things be? Mary said, seeing that I know not a man. And he said, the power of the highest will overshadow, mantle you. The power of the highest. Leave the rest for the Holy Ghost when he comes. Yours is to get his presence there. For when he comes, my brothers and my sisters, he will turn every wilderness. Do you not know that he's a master over darkness? Every time there is darkness, he's invited. Genesis chapter 1, the Bible tells us, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says, now the earth was dark, void, formless. The Hebrew word tohu wa bohu, a picture of darkness and confusion. And then the Bible says, and the Spirit of God hovered round the face of the waters. And then creation started. The same way he's hovering around you. Do you know what he's doing? He's searching what area of your life does not look like the Christ. That's what happens. He will go to your finances and say, no, that's all right. He comes and says, no, I'm going back. What did I see here? It's not yet a reflection of the Christ. Until your life becomes an expression of the beauty and the glory of God. Do you not know that God is not only glorified through us, He wants to be glorified in us. Galatians 1:29, and they glorified God in me. John chapter 15 and verse 8 says, herein is our Father glorified. Not just when you come to church, that you bear much fruit. God is passionate about results through you, not through Him. Through you. It is your bearing fruit that gives Him glory. Herein is our Father glorified, when you bear much fruit. Let me give you one scripture to release your faith on as we pray. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 6. Powerful scripture. Is a scripture that for me is a revelation that God gave me. Ready? Please read. 1, 2, read. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will make you. Listen, it's already a wonder to make you fruitful. But when you are exceedingly fruitful, that is another dimension. That the blessed call you blessed. That the anointed call you anointed. That those who have experienced speed look at your life and say, I covet the grace that God has put for speed. When the great call you great, you are really great. It's true. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's brooding over every darkness. You are causing light. You are brooding, yeah, over every darkness. Shalaba sanda breheseketi alaba. Maliza zuza hashalaba rukatosia. Are you ready to pray? Please hold hands with someone and let's begin to pray in the spirit. It's time to receive. It's time to enlarge your tent from the left to the right. Shalabanda sadekota shabrahaska debalakatos. Are there people of prayer here? This is the final session. Mandes kosaha shalabarukia. Alibras Kalaban Shalabarakatos Shadevaka Soda Barasyanaba. Rise into another dimension by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, breaking every limit, breaking every limit by the might of the Spirit. You are brooding, yeah. Hallelujah. Look at me. I think it was at the Lekki branch, Pastor. I shared a testimony about 12 years ago. I was in Port Harcourt. I was in ministry already. I had seen the hand of God. But this finance thing would not just answer, Pastor. I love God with all my heart. I considered myself to be a diligent person. Listen, when you've done all you need to do and this thing doesn't open up, sometimes you need to step back and take advantage of the spiritual investment that is upon a life that has that result. It's an advantage to the saints. I remember that night. It was a Christ Embassy conference in one of the model churches. Listen carefully. An evangelist, Eddie Owase, was coming to minister. And I made up my mind. He shared something so powerful. I sat quietly. People were laughing. I wasn't. I was angry. I was sad in my spirit. And I said, this thing has to change. Lord, it has to change. I've done my best. True story. He had challenged people to sow, to give. And by the next day, I remember that morning I got up and the Lord gave me an instruction that was, you need to be born again to first hear. And you need that. You need the gift of faith. I carried everything I had, including my little rechargeable lantern. I still, I'm looking at it now. And I slotted that thing in my bag. I zipped the bag. I knelt down. Pastor, I put my hand, and for 3 hours nonstop, I was praying in tongues with tears coming from my eyes. I said, Lord, I believed your servant. When he spoke, the man has the results. I'm not going to tamper with the equation. By the next day, I carried that bag. I was dragging it like a madman to church. There was an overflow outside, and I sat down outside, I remember. And then the Holy Spirit decided to embarrass me. When people were giving, coming to drop their seats, he asked me to remain outside. I remained with my bag there. When everybody had finished, he said, now you can go. Oh, yeah. If the bag was very admirable, then that would be something. I mean, you carry a bag that, and I was just dragging my Isaac, dragging it, and people were looking at me and all of that. But I was determined. I wanted things to change. And when I dragged it, I remember dropping it at the altar, and then I turned back. I just went outside and I sat down, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me clearly. He said, "You have entered wealth." Many times, it is not time that decides. Time does not reveal or does not change. Time only reveals. The day you insist that today is that day, that will be it. The Bible says, today if you hear his voice, any day is that today. Harden not your heart like they did in the provocation in the wilderness. They heard the word just like we did, but the word did not profit them, not be mixed with faith in them that heard it. I'm showing you products of impartation in my own life. 2005, I remember, we were at the Lagos Stadium here for one Christ Embassy conference. I remember coming. It was a youth conference. I remember. I came that night and I wasn't willing to listen to anybody or anything. I sat down with my spirit ready to receive. I remember that time Pastor Chris ministered to those who came from the north. Another example I'll give you. Is it all right if I just share this one and then we'll pray? I had seen the grace of God and I had seen the overflow anointing. I had seen some measure and some level of it. But the Lord gave me an instruction that he was going to send me to God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo to sow a seed for a particular dimension of my life. And I agreed. I was just waiting for the day the instruction would come. One morning, the Lord told me, this is it. I got up by the grace of God, carried the seed, and then got the available flight straight to Lagos and then to Ota. I remember, you know, the rest is history. I'm not going into all the details. I finished what I had to do. I came out. I was going to enter the car, and the Holy Spirit told me, come out. People were there, Canaan land. And he said, place both of your hands on the ground there. And I just did it. And it says, you have entered the overflow anointing. I'm a product of many anointings. Your pastor is a product of many anointings and many graces. It is true. Activations that have happened in the presence of certain people. Have you not read in your Bible that there were prophets that people came close to their vicinity and began to prophesy naked from morning till night? It was not whether they wanted to, the influence of that atmosphere. That's what is happening to someone. Are you ready to pray? Lift your voice in 1 minute. I'd like you to desperately cry for the dimensions you see, especially in your pastor. I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. And I'm glad he's here in our midst. I'd like us to pray with your heart open. Maximize wine press. Maximize wine press. Lord, I have seen ease in the life of my man of God. I open up my heart to tap into that dimension. I have seen prosperity I have seen passion for God. I have seen vision. I have seen commitment. Is someone praying? It's a spiritual law. You can be on a flight in one day that 10 years may not give you on your own. In one day. Have you heard of this proverb, HICC, that in a day a city is born? It says, but as soon as Zion travails, is a man of God praying in the spirit, saying, Lord, it's time for another grace, a fresh dimension. Ezekiel 47, he measured 1,000 cubits. It was to my feet. He measured 1,000 cubits. It was to my knees. He measured 1,000 cubits. It was to my loins. He measured 1,000 cubits. It was an overflowing river. Life-giving river. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 7 says, and without all contradiction, a spiritual law, it says the less is blessed of the greater. You don't receive from a colleague in the spirit. There must be that spiritual potential difference, that openness. I discern. Elijah said, if you can see me. He was not one of the sons of the prophets. Grace. Hallelujah. Now, I did not discuss this with your pastor, but I'm going to speak over your life, and I may respectfully request and plead with him, if he wills, that somewhere in the line, I will just beckon on him to join me and speak as your man of God over your life. Sustain the humility to receive it and watch the wonder that your life becomes. Is that all right? Lift your hands. I'm praying now.
You reign. Elohim, you reign. You reign, Elohim, you reign, Elohim, you reign.
Now in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over your life, the grace for ease, the grace that makes things happen with ease. Receive that anointing right now. Receive that grace. Shabakato Seketa. Receive that grace right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I impart that grace upon you. The grace for ease. In the name of Jesus, I take away hardship from your life. By the power of the Holy Ghost, ease in business, ease in ministry, ease in your career. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, it says, even God, thy God, hath anointed you with an oil of gladness that sets you above your fellows. There is a grace that keeps you on top. It's a grace. And in the name, I stretch my hands and I decree and declare the distinguishing grace, the grace that sets a man above his equals. Take that grace right now. Receive that anointing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive that anointing right now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, where thou hast been deserted so that no man passes through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. It says that your gates shall be continually open. Shall not be shut day or night, to receive the forces of the Gentiles. I decree and declare, whoever must show up in your life by the Spirit to lift you to the next level, whether they are in the north, the south, the east, and the west, I call them by the Spirit into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Master, we have toiled all night, they said. Listen to me. There are times that you may toil and it looks like nothing is working. It said, nevertheless, sometimes you don't need to change what to do. You just need to go back with a fresh grace. Same thing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I place the word of God upon everything that you are involved with. I command extraordinary results. Extraordinary results by the power of the Holy Spirit. Extraordinary results in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, Jesus took out some time to pray and asked the disciples to go ahead of him. The Bible records that they were already 6 hours ahead of him. You would call that delay. But the moment he was done praying, there was no boat. He jumped on the water and started walking. And in no time he had covered and caught up with them. Speed is a grace. It really is. It really is. Listen. Speed is not just about achieving things fast. Speed is about showing the victory of Christ over time. Time. You ask a dying man, what do you want? He will not tell you real estate. He will not tell you, I want another degree. He will beg for time. Because once you give a man time, anything in time can come back. He said, and I will restore the years. This is a word for someone. I will restore the years. That things in your life that have been delayed, I command and I prophesy restoration right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Restoration. It says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 14. Please give it to us. We are praying. Your pastor is coming up to join me and he's speaking over your life. To smash, look, let me tell you this. The Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. The Bible says, Zechariah chapter, I hope I'm getting it now. I think I've lost it somewhere. Praise the Lord. Just leave the scripture. I'm trying to look for the scripture where the elders built and prospered through the prophesying of Zechariah the prophet. Listen, let me tell you this. In this kingdom, you don't just prosper just by the dexterity of the works of your hands. Unbelievers know this. When they do everything they have to do, when all is said and done, then they will come to a man of God or a herbalist or someone to back them up. I remember a friend many years ago who got a job somewhere, and the owner of the company would give them 50,000, and then some fellows that would come to pray were receiving 1.2. Can you imagine that kind of thing? The real workers were receiving 50,000 as salary, and then those who were representing the spiritual forces were receiving 1.2. I didn't care whether the man was a believer or not. I was just happy that he had that understanding. That is the realm of the spirit that births the physical realm. James was teaching us on works and faith, and in chapter 2, verse 26, he digressed for a while and then used an analogy to teach that. He said, just as the body without a spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Everybody must have the spirit component to be alive. Your business is a body. Show me the spirit behind it. Your proposal is a body. Where is the spirit behind it? Are we together now? So I'm praying over you and speaking over your life that you believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that anything that stands to delay you in this year, 2019, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that that obstacle is taken out from your life. Let's speak against the spirit of death. Do you not know that the grave is a spirit? It calls men to come inside it. It says, O death, where is your sting? And O grave, where is your victory? I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and cursing. I advise you to choose life. I decree and I declare that the operation of death over anyone and every family is taken away right now. Listen, listen. We forbid the earth as part of God's creation from receiving the body of anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Isaac sowed in that land and received that same year. When did he receive? So when you sow, you should reap. 1 year is enough for a harvest. Is somebody agreeing with me? 1 year is enough for a harvest. If it exceeds 1 year, something is wrong. Within the space of 1 year, the seed, time, and harvest should work. I declare, whatever has exceeded 1 year in your life, I declare that this is the year you will receive your accruing harvest together. Though weeping endures for a night, he says, that joy comes with the morning. That means the moment you see the rising of the sun, your tears should stop. If you are crying at noon, something is wrong. If you are crying at evening, something is wrong. For many of you, you've been crying all round the clock. I decree and declare. He said, weep not. The book has been opened. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The root of Jesse. He said he is worthy to open the book and unlock the scroll. I declare weeping ends in 2019. Hepatitis weeping ends in 2019. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Two more prayers and we're done. Everything that is alive grows. When you give birth to a child and it does not grow, you go to the doctor. Everything, if your business is alive, it should grow. If your job is alive, it should grow. If your finances is alive, it should grow. Lack of growth is proof of death. When things die, they don't grow, they decay. I decree and declare, he shall be like a tree that does not wait for rainy season, but is planted. He has found a permanent source of supply. Others have to wait for rainy season, but this tree is planted by Kabor Shabakarakato Zekete. I decree, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful in the name of Jesus. There were many widows in Zarephath, but to none was Elijah sent. Just like there are many people in need of help in Lagos, but God can isolate one person here and say, look, let all the attention, I program my jealousy towards you that I will not rest until you are lifted. There were many widows. I'm sure the widows pray too, but just one person, may that one person be you in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, I pray for you. Listen. You are not manifesting true dominion until what comes out of you rules too. His seed shall be mighty. If you are mighty and your business is small, your seed is not mighty. If you are great and your children are small, your seed is not mighty. It is what comes out of you that becomes the crown of your own glory. So it is in the glory of the saints that the Christ is glorified. Just like it was in the glory of the Christ that the Father is glorified. This is the dominion system of God. So whatever comes out of you is what brings glory to you. I declare, In the name of Jesus, I say it again. The ideas, my God, all the things, the dreams, the visions that are locked up within your spirit man that have refused to find expression, we empower them by the ability of the Spirit. We empower them by the ability of the Spirit. We give life to those dreams, life to those visions, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. May I please request, Pastor, let's honor Pastor as he comes. He's speaking over your life. And I want you to believe. I want you to believe. I want you to believe. Every house is built by some man, but God is the builder of all.
Hallelujah. The scripture says, such as I have, I give to you. You know, one day Reverend Sam prayed for me. I think you were here in Wine Press. And he said, kneel down. He said, all the grace I've received from my father, Bishop Odepo, that he received from Itahosa and Kenneth Higgin, he said, I bring to you. Apostle has done a good work teaching. They were toiling all night, but when grace entered, same activity, different result. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever area you work in, you participate in, receive grace to see. One, you will see Father. What others don't see, you will see. You will see trends and patterns. And as you see, receive grace to create. I always say that it's amazing that I've never been a leader in any church in my life. I've never pastored in any church in my life. Someone said, so how did you learn all of this? Grace. In the area where God has called you, in the area where God has spoken to you, in the area of your gifts and purpose and calling, receive grace to know what to do, how to do, when to do, with whom to do, in the name of Jesus. A different season in my life, God brought men for different times, and I was able to recognize those relationships. Receive the gift of men, the ability to know which season you are in, which men are connected to those seasons, and to keep those relationships. As a church, we have done things people thought were crazy. As a church, we've done things people thought unusual. But from a small place, the Lord has made us a global phenomenon. Receive grace to be a trailblazer, a pioneer, and more importantly, receive a heart that is never satisfied for pursuit of God and His divine purpose. Receive a passion for the lost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.